Where is that pretty one? The one that is way too pretty to be a boy? I'll make sure she knows that. I don't like boys, and boys aren't that beautiful. I'm sure that he just doesn't understand that he's a girl. Way too beautiful to be a man. Features befitting a doll. A pretty little doll for me. I'm coming for you, girl. Only one more to go. Oh, doll face, where are you hiding? You aren't going to be able to hide from me forever. You brought this on yourself. I get the weather got bad. I get that your car broke down. And I understand that my cabin was the only shelter for miles, but that begs the question. Who would have the audacity to enter a stranger's dilapidated home? Apparently, it's your little group. It was so easy to pick them off one by one. The tall one, you know, the one with the black hair. He tried so hard to be strong. He even volunteered to get wood for the fire to keep y'all warm. He was the first one I took. Didn't hear me coming up behind him and bashing his head in with an axe. Oh, it was so beautiful. But don't worry, he didn't suffer. I only play with the pretty ones like you. That's why I saved you for last. I want to lick the tears off your bloodied face. Not under the couch, nor are you behind it. Wow, you do have one thing working in your favor, doll face. There's no lights. That means that you can't cast a shadow. That's how I got your little red-headed friend. She was in my room, snooping around. Can you believe that? Not only did she have no issues entering a stranger's home, but then she decided to see what was in there. The audacity! She heard my footsteps and hid in my closet. Sadly for her feet casted a shadow. I was able to open it and stab her a few times. Squealed like a piggy. Oh, I'm sure you heard her body thump to the ground, but your brain dismissed it. It probably was just thunder or a tree. After all, this is an old and abandoned home. Lots of things can go wrong. Who could live in conditions like this? So far away from civilization? Never once did it cross your mind that someone could prefer it like this. Hates the filth that people have. Damn, not in the closet. I am a little proud of you, though. I'm glad that you're not that dumb, doll face. After all, in those scary movies you see on TV, the closet is one of the worst places to hide. The killer always checks there. If you were really smart, you would be moving around the house, trying to keep me on my toes. The only light is coming from the single candle that I'm holding. Oh, maybe it's too risky for you to move. I might hear you if you bump into a wall or something. So many options. Ugh, I'm so happy I saved you for last, doll face. I knew you were going to be the most fun. You're actually making me work for this kill. Unlike that blonde. What was their name? Ugh, it doesn't matter. They're dead now. Body hanging in the basement. It was so easy to take a noose, wrap it around their neck, and string them up. I don't even think they realized what was happening until it was too late. They were in the basement waiting for their boyfriend, or maybe it was their girlfriend. Too impatient and excited for their own good, they got started without them. Do you want to know what their last words were? It was a whispered, choked out, "Babe." Oh, how I wish I could have bottled up that noise so I could save it for later. Not in my bedroom. It seems you didn't even want to venture into the closet where your red-headed friend lay slain. Oh, what's the matter? You don't want to see the body of your dead friend? Rapidly getting colder by the second. Oh, that's adorable. I didn't realize how sentimental you were. I guess that's why my parents always considered me something inhuman. I never grew attachments to anything or anyone. The only person I care about is myself. Living out in the middle of nowhere, it's been good for me. I can do whatever I want. I can even satiate my bloodlust by hunting animals. Nothing compares to hunting humans, of course. That's why there's that story called The Most Dangerous Game. When I read that, that's when I realized just how much I love the hunt. To be the predator and to make someone my prey. Doesn't the adrenaline of being hunted get your blood pumping, dollface? Don't you feel alive? Not on the table or under the table. Where could you be? Your other friends were such bad hiders. Honestly, I thought your skills would be on par with theirs. I underestimated you, dollface. You just keep on surprising me. I can't believe how much fun I'm having. I haven't felt this excited in so long. I think I might be getting flustered with how infatuated I am with you right now. Every second I can't find you, it only makes me want you more. I wonder how your scream will sound. Oh, that tall brunette. He didn't even make a peep when I slit his throat. I just walked up behind him and sliced across it. Quick. Painless. Didn't make a sound. I was a little disappointed with how clean that kill was, if I'm being honest. I really, really wish he fought back. I like when they make me work for it. Kind of like what you're doing right now. It's getting me all riled up. It's part of the game. It's like you're teasing me, making me earn the right to plunge my knife into your heart. You know, when I find you, I might not even kill you. Not right away. I've never had prey make me work this hard for it. I think I'll want to play with you a bit. There are other ways of making you scream besides a knife. I'm sure that blonde friend of yours who is hanging in the basement knows exactly what I'm talking about. Which one were they dating? The black-haired one I killed with an axe? Or the silent brunette? You know, it's rude not to respond. When someone asks a question, you're supposed to answer. I'm just trying to take an interest in your life. Isn't that something that you're supposed to do when you're interested in someone? That's what I remember people saying on TV. When I tried dating people, well, they told me that I didn't take an interest in their lives, but really I think that they were just so boring. Where was the excitement? Where was the danger? If you are able to make it out of this, this story is sure to enthrall anyone you tell. They might not even believe you. The only proof will be the corpses of your dead friends and the trauma in your head. I'm going to haunt your every waking moment if you somehow escape. Not in the bathroom. Probably for the best. It's so small in there. And what would you be able to grab for a weapon? Let's see. I already checked the kitchen, the back room, the closet, and the bedroom. That just leaves the living room. Oh, Dollface, you really are so smart. That's exactly where the door is. I bet you've been secretly making your way to it, assuming that you would be able to sneak out of here without me noticing. But I think I've caught you, my little victim. come out wherever you are. I feel so giddy. If I was capable of feeling love, I would imagine that this is exactly how it feels. You really are one of a kind, Dollface. It'll be a shame once our game is over. I know you're having just as much fun as me. Too bad the predator always catches the prey. Nowhere to go now. There's only one way in and one way out. And that is now closed off. The only way you're getting out of here is through me. Not under the coffee table, which means you must be. Oh, hello, Dollface. Now be a good girl and stand up on your own. Just because this game is done doesn't mean I don't have another one planned. In fact, it's going to be a very fun game. Hunting you throughout the house, killing your friends. It was like an amuse-bouche. I can't explain how fucking turned on I am right now. The last time I got this wet was when I chased a poacher off my land and ended up crushing his throat with my bare hands. Oh, fuck. So, I'm willing to make you a deal. If you eat my wet pussy right now, and I think you did a good job, I'll let you live. I'll keep you around for a few days until I grow bored, and then I'll send you on your little way. I have no fear of you telling the police because if for some reason they really do believe your little story, I'll be long gone from this cabin by the time they get here. But if you fail, then I'll slit your throat and you'll end up like the rest of your little friends. What do you say? I'm so glad we could come to this understanding. I knew you were a good girl who loves to play games. Come on. Come along, Dollface. Follow me. Yeah, that's it. Come between my thighs. I was even so nice and lifted my skirt for you. All you have to do is eat this pussy. I'm sure this isn't your first time. A pretty thing like you. The girls must be all over you. I bet you've had your fair share of pussy. Yeah, put your tongue on it. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, good girl. Yeah, go on. Eat this pussy. Move a little to the right. A little to the right. Yeah, yeah, that's better. That's a lot better. Now circle it. Circle the clit. Good girl. Yeah. Now flick it a little bit with your tongue. Just go. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Come on, move it around. Oh, so good. Go on, suck the clit into your mouth now. Yes, yeah, suck the clit and look at me. Oh, good girl. You look so pathetic like this, in between the thighs of the girl who captured you. Now go back to playing with it using your tongue. Oh, good. And that's it. Yeah, you're just an adorable little victim, aren't you? You can't help it. No, no, you can't, because this is the only way you're getting out of here alive. Unless you want to end up like your friends. Do you want to end up like the blonde in the basement, hanging there? They were down there touching themselves, getting themselves all ready for their boyfriend or girlfriend or partner, whoever it was. And that's when I struck. You want to end up like them? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, use that tongue. And I better not see you touching yourself at all. No, I don't want you getting off on this in the slightest, even though I know you're probably enjoying this. No, you're not allowed to touch yourself. Not until I say so. Right now, it's all about my pleasure. My position of power over you. See, if I see you putting your own pleasure first, well then I'm just gonna take this knife right here and slit that pretty little throat of yours, and you don't want that, do you? Oh, no, you don't. So keep being good and eating this pussy. Yeah, there you go, that's better. Oh, yeah, come on, eat it like your life depends on it, because it does. come on. Spin it around, use your tongue, and go in circles around my clits. Yeah, yeah, just like that. Ooh, yeah, there you go, and suck it again. good girl, yeah. At least you can follow instructions on how to make me feel good. That's promising. Considering how lackluster these skills are, I really thought that someone as gorgeous as you would be able to eat pussy like a pro, but this isn't what I wanted. Come on, you need to do better than that. Come on, lap at my pussy like a little slut. It's the only way you're making it out of this house alive. It's the only way you're gonna please me. Yeah. Right there. Keep that up. Keep that pace up. Atta girl. Yeah. Yeah, good girl. Yeah, right there, right there. Now suck it in again. Oh, good, good. That's my girl. Now release and go back to circling it and flicking it. Yeah, oh, come on, lap at this pussy. Don't let any of my juices go to waste. Doesn't it taste delicious? Oh, you just love how my pussy feels in your face, don't you? You love the taste of it. You can't get enough of it, can you? No. No, you can't. You're just a little whore. You're a little whore who loves the taste of my pussy in her mouth, on her tongue. Yeah. Yeah, that a girl. You really are adorable, my little victim. You're trying everything to keep yourself alive. You're really pulling out all the stops. And still, it's lacking. I guess that shows you really aren't talented. You aren't good for much, are you? If you can't even eat a pussy right, then what's keeping you alive, huh? Why should I keep you around? Just because you can give me an orgasm? I would like to see you try. Come on, prove it to me. Prove that you know how to work that mouth of yours enough to make me come. If you don't make me come, you don't get to live. You don't get to leave this place alive. You'll just be buried in my backyard with the rest of your friends. The black-haired friend? You know, the one that went outside? The one that went outside and I bashed his head in with a hammer. Not hammer, axe. I'm not even gonna bother burying him, no. I don't think he deserves it. He was the first kill. I'll just let the animals take care of his body. I'm sure they will love the treat that I'm leaving them. But that redhead upstairs and that brunette in the hallway, they're all gonna get buried along with that blonde. So that will teach you. This right here, this is gonna teach you not to go into strangers' homes, right? You're never, ever gonna enter a place where you're not supposed to again, are you? Yeah, I'm just making sure of that. Because this isn't your home. This isn't your property. You need to be taken down a few pegs because you had the audacity to think that you could just enter my home. This is what happens when you play with strangers. This is what happens when you test someone. You never know what kind of crazy person is lurking. Yeah, that's it. Good girl. Come on. Yes. Yeah, come on. You like that? You like when I move my hips against you? You can really feel my pussy against your face, grinding against you, using you just like a little toy. I guess that's what you really are, isn't it? You're just my toy. You are my little dolly until I decide to let you go. And I haven't decided to let you go yet, no. There's still so much to teach you because this performance, I would give it like a C at best. Yeah, do that again. Just because you're able to make me stop thinking for a few seconds because you do something good, doesn't mean that the whole entire thing is good. There is still so much more room for improvement. I'm not impressed in the slightest. Yeah, that's my girl. That's a good girl, come on. Your life depends on this moment. Whether or not you can make me come is what your life hangs on. I bet you didn't think you would be laughing at the pussy of the woman who killed all your friends today. What did you? Oh yeah, there you go. Come on, work that tongue for me. Come on, good girl. Yeah, come on, you need it. You need to lap up all my juices. You need to swallow them down your throat because if even a single drop is wasted, then I'm gonna slit that pretty little throat. Fuck yes. You are so gorgeous when you're suffering, when you're scared. Everything is so much better when there's the fear. When there's the fear of being killed, isn't there? All that adrenaline pumping through your veins. I'm gonna put one hand on either side of your head, and I'm gonna face fuck you now. Just keep that gorgeous tongue of yours out and let me do the rest, because clearly, you don't know what you're doing. So I'm gonna be nice, and I'm gonna take it upon myself to help you out. You can thank me later. You can thank me if I decide to let you live. Already so much fucking better. God, you can't even eat pussy, right? Why should I even keep you around at this rate? If you can't eat my pussy, right? And you can't make me come on your own? You really are useless. I've had so many better prey that can do so much better than you. And I'm sure more will come along, more stupid ones that think that this place is abandoned. Yeah, like flies to honey, y'all always come around. Oh yeah. Oh fuck. See, when I'm fucked right, when I'm fucked right, I come very quickly, and I'm about to come all over your face. Ready? Ready, baby girl? Get ready for it because I'm about to. Oh, yeah. Good girl. There we go. Come up on my lap. That a girl. Good. I know the gleam of the knife keeps catching your eyes, but I'm gonna need you to focus. All right. See, I really thought you would be able to make me orgasm without so many instructions. Plus, you weren't as enthusiastic as I would want. I was giving you a chance to earn the privilege of living, but I guess you don't want it that badly. Tell your friends I said hi.